Hello, hello. Welcome to the Mother Days podcast. I am your host, Sarah Wright Olson.
And I'm Teresa Palma.
Hi daisies.
Sarah has brought an amazing guest today for all you guys. I'm so excited to talk wellness and clean living and
all the things.
Steaming.
Yes.
All the things.
All the things. You guys, we have such an amazing human with us today. We have Nikki Boswick. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Yay. Okay.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So I met Nikki years ago with Carson Meyer. I remember you had like a little one and we were chatting and I was like, you know, I'm sort of developing this podcast. I got to have you on like and interview you because I thought your company and everything was so amazing. Nikki created this company, The Fullest. And if you guys haven't heard of The Fullest, it's this incredible, I'll let her explain everything about it because I don't want to like say the wrong thing about what it is. But I do the yoni steaming. I do the drink. I do the bath. I take the little supplement. So like, it's so awesome. I'll have you explain everything. But just want to say that Nikki taught yoga. She studied plant-based nutrition. She's certified in Reiki and has this unbelievable company and is a mother. So welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here. And I admire both of you. And I'm so excited to talk about all the things with you. You guys do so much. I was just like browsing through both of your, your Instagram and your bios. I was like, oh my gosh, they're booked. They're this, they're everything. It's just your company. And it's a lot these days. I feel like, and so this is the perfect podcast, the Mother Days, you know, where it's just trying to do it all and stay present. And so it definitely resonates with me. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here and for saying all those wonderful things. I recently reached out to Nikki because, as you guys all know, I had the pregnancy loss like on Thanksgiving Day. And I remembered it was like there was one evening that I was sitting there and I think I was like on Instagram or something. And like Christy Dawn posted this thing about the like wonderful bath that you have, the hormone balancing bath, right? And so I remember like watching that and thinking, oh, that's right. I did her bath a long time ago for like hormone balancing and relaxation. And I was like, I need to get that again. But also I feel like I remembered her talking about yoni steams and like how good that can be. And I know that that can be so great after pregnancy loss and like when you're preparing to have a baby and for fertility. So I would love for you just to kind of talk us through your company and how you started it and, you know, your just like passion for this like healthcare and give us all the things.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me this platform. My company has changed so much since I started it years ago. And I think that's kind of part of the evolution of starting something. And I'm sure you both can resonate with that. I feel like you have this idea and it really ends up being like what your mission is. And then the way that you go about bringing that information can change over time, but maybe your intention always has stayed the same. So for me specifically, I have like so much, my own personal wellness journey is why I started The Fullest, but originally it was just a content-based platform because I had all these experiences of traveling and learning and really felt so grateful to be able to have the time to work on myself. And I knew that that was a privilege and I knew that most people don't have the time. And even my own parents, they were immigrants. So they were in survival mode. They came here. They were just all about making it in America versus working on their generational trauma, working on eating healthy and incorporating all those things. So for me, as a first generation American, Iranian American, I felt like I had the upper hand to be able to take time to travel, to learn these things from different cultures. And so I wanted to bring that information back to millennials in a way that wasn't super crunchy because I, like a decade ago at the time, wellness was all about just like losing weight. I felt like that's what the headlines were about. And it wasn't really about tapping into your intent, your intuition and really coming from this place of empowerment of this is what I want to do. And this is this disease or this thing that I'm experiencing could be related to the fact that I'm not listening to my intuition. And so for me, I had Hashimoto's, I had been diagnosed with ADHD in college. So I was on Adderall, I was taking hormonal birth control. And so as I started to incorporate just being more mindful and intentional, I started to also move away from pharmaceuticals. And then when I stopped taking Adderall, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. I actually feel like I have chronic fatigue. Oh my gosh, my hair is falling out. Like what's going on? Oh, I'm not speaking my truth. And so I'm in remission with Hashimoto's, but I think a big part of healing from so much of those things, yes, saffron, and we'll get into saffron, I think is a miracle spice and supplement, and I love it. I also believe that those other things, just going back to therapy is so, so important of like, what's the root cause of why I'm experiencing these things? And for me, Hashimoto's and being bulimic in the past, like all those things were kind of the same root of not trusting myself, not speaking my truth, having low self-worth. And so my, just going back to The Fullest, originally we were strictly content-based because we had amazing writers that talked about these things and we're really good at, we had a digital and we had a digital magazine, but also we had a quarterly print magazine. And it was always the same intention of bringing this idea of wellness in the contemporary space and just like making people slow down and that really being the idea behind wellness. And over time, I realized like I was so picky about who I wanted to advertise and all these things that just didn't make sense. So I had like a little pop-up and I curated a bunch of different brands that I loved. And I saw that no one was talking about saffron. I have a history of really growing up around understanding traditional Iranian medicine because of my parents and knowing that saffron is essentially nature's Prozac. I grew up with my mom just putting it in everything. And so she'd be like, you cannot go in the fridge and get the vial of saffron and drink the whole thing. You're going to have a laughing attack. And I'd be like, what's wrong with that? That's so great. And so I knew it was a mood booster. But then after culinary school, after really being in the wellness space, I dove into the science. And there's a specific dosage that you need to take in order to get those benefits. And yes, it's a feel good spice. You can put in your food and feel great. But when you go to when you go to have Iranian food, Indian food, you're not having it in that dose. So that was what was really important to me, was to bring that, because I found that in the research, it helps with ADHD. It's been in studies against methylphenidate, which is what Ritalin is. And they found that it was just as effective as methylphenidate. Wow. They found that it was just as effective as the generic form of Prozac, which is fluoxetine. And I feel, depression is the number one leading cause of disability worldwide. It's a huge epidemic. Depression, anxiety, these are things that plague all of us, no matter where we live. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like if I'm hoping to bring something to help people, then this is something that can help all people of all ages, whether you're a child or you're a mother. It's used in the postpartum phase, it's used for fertility. It's kind of like, it's something that everyone can benefit from. So I felt like I wanted to bring it in different forms. And that's why when we started the line, it was really exciting. Kind of like how CBD, you started to see CBD offered topically and as an ingestible. I started the line in that way, started formulating the baths. The latte was the first thing that we formulated, and it kind of just like hit the ground running, which was really exciting. And just like a lesson, I guess, in business is like, I got really excited and I had all these ideas of SKUs, but like recently we've really narrowed it down to just the latte and the capsules.
Yeah. I've been learning this in business too.
Yes,
it's like when you do one thing really, really well, don't have a huge line of 1,000 different things. Like stick to the smaller amount that you have and like do that really well.
Just go with it, which I'm so excited about. But I also love all the other things that Sarah had mentioned that we've done and that we do in yoni steaming. It's because originally I was like, this is the perfect spice. This is the perfect thing for me to share with women. I'm so passionate about women's wellness. Yoni steaming with saffron in it. And we'll get into like the benefits of that. But we had all these things, but I felt like, okay, let me just be really good at this one thing. And then I can share about yoni steaming and maybe a different format on like with a different website or brand. And we're talking, I don't know if you guys know about Moon Canyon Healing. You know Moon Canyon, the florist?
No. Tell me all the things.
Oh my gosh. Kristen from Moon Canyon. I mean, she works with Jenny Kane. She works with like everyone. She's the best. You would love her. And she went back and studied herbalism. And now she has her own line. And she has yoni steaming herbs. So we might partner and they might have the whole kit. So I feel very passionate about yoni steaming.
That is such a cool name, Moon Canyon. Yeah. I was like, ooh, maybe I want that as a baby
good
name.
Child
like,
name.
Canyon.
I know.
I was like, ooh, Canyon is Canyon. Such a cool name.
Oh my gosh, Canyon would be the perfect name.
Oh my God, speaking of good child names, your son's name is Truth?
Yeah, Truth and Grace for my daughter. Yeah, I was.
Oh my God.
I know. I had to convince my husband on it, but now he's just so happy. He's just such a Truth, and he's just such a special boy. And it was so funny. We met Zach Bush, and my son has both my kids have a genetic condition. And I was like, oh, I need you, Zach, because you're an endocrinologist. This is like exactly in your forte. And he was like, you named your son Truth? Are you kidding me? Yes. Like, I don't see patients, but I'm going to take him on. And
I'm taking him.
Like, yeah. He just like grabbed him, and Truth was a baby at the time. And I just like, I couldn't believe it. He changed my life. But I digress. But basically, I want to share more about yoni steaming for sure.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be asking you questions about yoni steaming.
I love seeing the fams on Instagram with the kids all wearing the matching earth-toned attire in linen. And I have to admit, I'm always trying to jump on the bandwagon there. I love that trend, but my kids rip holes in that delicate fabric in about 2 seconds. They play hard. My kids adventure in nature. They like really immerse themselves in play, which is why they wear Posh Peanut, because we never have to worry about the fabric ripping. It is so durable and it withstands hours and hours of hard time play. Posh Peanut gets it, which is why they make beautiful looking, soft feeling clothes that is tough enough to withstand all the rough and tumble of childhood. Made from viscose, from bamboo, the clothes stretch with your kid as they grow, and they are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They are made to last.
And I don't know if you guys saw, but I put some pictures of Winter wearing her Posh Peanut on Instagram. I am obsessed, and she wants to wear it to bed and then to school. So she has like this blue outfit with flowers. It's so stretchy, so soft. And Posh Peanut makes these thoughtfully crafted, beautiful, stylish clothes that have florals, that have like all the brands that you love, like Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty, yes, Barbie, and also just like really beautiful patterns.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering listeners 20% off your first order with promo code MOTHERDAYS. Go to poshpeanut.com/MOTHERDAYS and use promo code MOTHERDAYS for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/MOTHERDAYS. Promo code MOTHERDAYS. Guys, it's with a Z. All right, guys, you've been listening to the pod. You have heard me talk about Storyworth over and over and over and how it has changed my dad's life. It has changed our lives. It is the most exciting email that I get in my inbox every Monday, and I get to read about my dad's life. It's incredible. But there are also some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. Right now, it is the perfect time to get your mother Storyworth just in time for Mother's Day. I found the perfect gift that captures all of my mom's stories for my family forever. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom for years to come.
Here's how it works. So each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. So, you know, one of the ones that I've seen is like, you know, who was your childhood best friend? Or tell me what you remember about your mom. And it's such a beautiful way for them to just start almost like journal writing. Storyworth makes the process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story, long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories that you've never heard before. And then after that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into these beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll always cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/motherdays. That's storyworth.com/motherdays to save $10 off your first purchase.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier, like you're not waking up, you know, multiple times a night to change diapers, and you can actually reason with them once they can talk. Others don't, like having that conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids, keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. This is something that my kids were so excited about. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. And in our family, we have a thing where we give, save, and spend. And so one of my kids unloads the dishwasher and one of them vacuums and the other one cleans up the toys. And it's so awesome. It makes us feel like we're all a part of this community working together to keep our household organized and to teach kids to connect hard work with financial independence. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/motherdays. This is amazing. Thank you for sharing all of that and sort of the like evolution of where you've gotten to with the fullest and, you know, your whole like history and everything with it. Because I think, you know, it's hard, like when you hear of a lot of like things out there, you're like, I don't know, like, is that right? And, you know, does that really help? And, you know, for me, like your drink is so intentional. Like I look at it as such a sacred thing. When I go to make it, like I'm already feeling the effects of like just feeling like warm. And it's called warm feelings. And it like makes me feel warm and happy. And it's Teresa, you'd love it so much because it's like made with coconut milk and like it's just really delicious.
I
like
love
it tastes
plant-based.
It's so good. It's so delicious. Oh,
I can't wait to ask you about that.
I go to make it and then I like sit down to drink it. And as I'm drinking it, I think about how it's going to make my body feel. And anyway, it's just such a beautiful thing. And what you've created is so special. And, you know, part of the reason I reached out to you is because of the pregnancy loss. And so I was like, I had gone to a place to like do a yoni steam, but I was like, I really feel like this could be done at home while I'm drinking my warm feelings and like could make this really, and I did it. And it was so awesome. It was like the sun was shining into my bathroom and I was sitting there in this like dress, like over the little stool. And I had done my herbs in that gorgeous clay pot that you created and was sitting here like with my drink and just thinking about, you know, just like all of my gratitude lists and manifestation, all the things that I'm calling in. And it was just such a beautiful process. So can you talk to us a little bit about the benefits of yoni steaming, what it is for anybody who doesn't know?
Yeah. And I love the name yoni. So it's not like a vag steamer. We're talking about our vages, right?
Yes. We're talking about vaginal steaming, but
perfect.
It's beautiful to say yoni steaming.
Yoni.
And so basically what you do is you take a formulation of herbs and you boil it on your stove with hot water, and then you use the steam. So then you take that boiling pot of herbs, and in traditionally women would kneel over this. So if you're kneeling, if you don't have a stool, like what Sarah's talking about, she has the stool, a whole kit with a stool and a clay pot because you want it to be non-toxic, of course. But you could do it in a stainless steel pot. You could do it in a glass pot. So you boil the pot of herbs, and then if you're kneeling, you want to transfer that pot of herbs to a pot that you didn't heat over the stove so you don't like burn
your legs.
And then you kneel over that with, you know, you undress from the waist down and you kneel over that and almost capture the steam with a towel or a blanket so that the steam is directly going to your vagina. And it is so gentle and such a meditative experience that that is something that I truly believe every single woman should have as a practice on a monthly basis. This is something I'm very passionate about because this practice was passed down through midwives. So in Europe, like 80% of women still use midwives. In the United States, it's very low. I mean, it's recently gone up to like maybe 8 to 10%, that's pretty high. I would say it's still a little less than that. And so we've lost this opportunity and practice to really share, because this is something that traditionally was used in the postpartum phase for women. So a lot of cultures incorporate it in the postpartum healing process, maybe a few days to a week after you give birth, to help with the tearing of the tissues, to help your womb go back into place. You're dealing with so much movement there. So it's just helping you fully release after giving birth too, like making sure everything has come out. So it's really helpful for that. Specifically in Iranian medicine, they do it. They do it in traditional Chinese medicine. It's done across the board in a lot of cultures. But what they've found, so that's how I got introduced to it. But then I started like studying it and studying peristeen hydrotherapy, which is what it's called. And I found that yoni steaming can help prevent and heal UTIs and yeast infections. So instead of going on antibiotics, you can try yoni steaming first. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to heal
wow.
you instead of having to take antibiotics. Because a lot of women, I mean, I've done, because of like sharing this practice with so many people, I've heard from so many women that are like, antibiotics don't even work on me. Like I'm in like this cycle of taking so many antibiotics, like every time, that I've basically now I'm immune to it and nothing is helping. So this is something that's helped so many women. So people wow. who have recurring infections can yes. just do this every month and it prevents them from experiencing it. Some people just get UTIs or yeast infections from being stressed. It's just their immune response. So when you do something like this, it just relaxes you. It helps with your pelvic flora and it just helps you get into balance. So that's one thing I think is really, really great to tell everyone. And again, like this is such a gentle practice, like anyone can do it. Even actually guys can do it. But that's really like steaming. A whole other, yeah, and it's not, it's like your butthole basically. Butthole steaming.
I was like dick steaming, like just yeah. like flopping it out. Like, wouldn't it get burned?
So funny. Because it helps with like hernias too. And
oh,
so, yes.
Okay.
So like after birth, you know, it's helping that. So with men, it can help. But anyway, so, okay. So UTIs, infections, after miscarriage, again, like helping everything come out with, so with loss, with trauma. So I would consider that to feel like a traumatic experience, but other than that, like women that have experienced sexual trauma, it's just another way, because if you think about the herbs and how they're just another form of medicine and healing, like in getting back to earth and what nature has to provide us, it's just another way to heal, you know, outside of talk therapy, outside of that, just as a plant medicine experience.
Yeah.
So it's really powerful. My parents had an arranged marriage and they like never got along and they had a 15-year divorce. It was crazy. And my mom, I got her to steam and I felt like she was a different person afterwards.
Oh my God.
It was really beautiful to witness. And and she's been incorporating it, which has been really fun because, you know, she's doing it, I'm doing it. My daughter watches me do it. So I get really excited about stuff like that. Aww. I'm sending you our kit. I still have a kit I need to send to you.
Please do.
Yes.
Okay. So I have like a logistical question. So is it like being in a sauna, right? Where you sweat. So your vagina will, or your yoni will
sweat,
secrete and sweat. So it's like a cleansing. So it's cleaning. Cause I have a girlfriend that, she's been like, she's just found her life partner. They're having a ton of sex right now because she's wanting to get pregnant. She's in her mid 40s. She's finally found her person. And she's like, my vagina's like, what is happening? Like, what is going on? This is so much sex. Like I'm allergic to your penis, like all this stuff. And so as you're saying this, I'm like, this might be the thing, because I know she's been trying all the different medications and this and that. It's this is the thing. I'm sending her
because
this.
Also, haven't you heard that like your partner too like talks about how it feels different too? Like everything and it does.
You can steam right before. So there's like ways to do it. If you steam right before you have sex, you're like more likely to get to an orgasm. You can steam right before you have sex to help with insemination too. So if you're trying to get pregnant. Yeah. You don't want to steam afterwards. So let's say you're like, okay, I'm about to ovulate. Yeah. Like you're more likely. I mean, you can steam afterwards and it's like, it'll happen, but it's, you want it to be like the most chance that you're going to get pregnant. So you don't want to steam. Yeah.
So when would you say like right after your cycle ends, is that the best time? Like for a couple of days to steam before you get into the
asking for a friend.
Yes. Yeah. Just a friend. No one like
across the board. So another benefit is that it prevents and heals cramping, which I think is a huge thing because cramping isn't normal. No one should have period cramps. Actually, it's contractions. So you should only experience that during labor. If that's happening, it's because your body's beautiful and it's giving you a message that you have old blood still that's trying to come out. So it like contracts to get the stuff off of the walls. So the reason I said that is because when you're dealing with like cramping, if you steam before your cycle, so before, right before your period, I always say like two days consecutively is really nice because then it like helps it loosen up and then you have your period. So you most likely won't experience any cramps or almost like minimal cramping. And then over time you have no cramps, but that's kind of the way to do it. If you're dealing with cramping, obviously, if you're having an active infection, you can steam if it's not like super red hot itchy, because like this is steam that's hot. You don't want to aggravate that, but you can steam like 10 minutes at a time every day until the infection is gone, because like you can steam for like 30 days straight. Like you can, it's like a steaming cleanse, like a yoni steaming cleanse. But if you're trying to get pregnant, that's when you time it so that you steam right before. So after your cycle of, and then all the way right up until a couple days before ovulating, because then I don't know if you've heard like the science, like I did this when I was like, I need a girl. So I wanted to have a girl so badly. So I was like, I don't want to get pregnant.
Stopped before ovulation. Yeah,
stopped before ovulation because I was like, she's going to be a strong swimmer, but not a fast one.
Yeah, I did it two times and got two girls. Yeah.
If you're trying for a boy,
just do it all the time.
And then once you're, you know, ovulating, don't do it anymore.
Okay, great. Good to know. I mean, for my friend, of course.
For the friend exactly. That she's talking about. Yes,
exactly. And so what it does is it makes your, so some people don't have a regular cycle either. So it helps make your cycle more regular, and which means that you might have a stronger cycle so that you're less likely to miscarry. Obviously, there's so many reasons why women miscarry, and that's not necessarily the reason, but it just helps strengthen your cycle so that you have a strong place for baby to be.
That's awesome to know, because Sarah and I were so on par with our periods, but because mine are so irregular, mine will be like 24 days, 31 days, 26 days, 20. And it's just like, there's no rhyme or reason, which is really hard. If you're trying to avoid pregnancy, it's also very hard as like if you were trying to get pregnant, because it's like, I just have no idea what's going on with my cycle, when I'm fertile, when I'm not fertile. So this is really interesting, like trying to have more consistent regular periods. Like, I'm definitely going to do this.
And also try and align it with you. Like, I would recommend if your cycle is around the time where there's a new moon or a full moon and you want to get it into a rhythm, you can kind of align it so that you're doing it at the same time every month to kind of help onset your period coming. Because if someone has a short cycle, like 19 days or less, they can't steam until their cycle becomes longer. But if you have a longer cycle, like what you're saying, then you can make it a consistent practice. Like if you're like, okay, my cycle comes between these days, and that's typically around the new moon or the full moon, let me start doing this practice like 2 days in a row or 4 days in a row around this time. And then wow. it'll onset your period so that it's more consistent.
I see.
Okay, yeah, great. I've noticed since my pregnancy loss, like my cycle used to be about 27 days. I thought it was 28 days because I was counting all the way until the first day of the period. But then I was told like, no, the first day of the period is the first day of the new cycle. So you have That's to count right. the day before, right? So it was like 27 days. And then I noticed that after my pregnancy loss, it's been between 24 and 26 days or Wow. Yeah, about 24 to 26 days. So I'm like,
you're ovulating a lot earlier, Sarah.
I am.
So and like day 8, day 9, day 10, like in there.
I know, which I feel like that I don't know what the difference is. And also
like right after your period, you should be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it had like there. It's weird to me that it's shorter. Like there, you know what I mean? Like it should have gone back, right? Or does it just take time?
It takes time. And so having a practice like this just helps it get back into balance, basically. The other thing they found actually, I don't know if you follow Steamy Chick. She's such a wealth of information around yoni steaming. So definitely follow her. And she's doing a documentary on it, which is incredible. She raised a lot of money to do it, which is exciting because she's going all over the world and able to get the content that she wants. Yeah. Anyways, so there was a study and they found that even steaming once every 28 days has shown to support even women who experience depression. So wow. it helps elevate your mood just by steaming. And it's wow. because it's balancing your hormones. It's helping balance your hormones.
So if you're steaming while sipping that saffron tea.
I know. You're just going to
have taking the supplement night. And doing the bath. Because I'm doing all the things. But I think
you're so good at it, Sarah. You do all the things.
Wow. I am trying. Well, I'm doing it because it does make me feel really good. And then also I feel like no one else is going to take care of you. Right? No one else. True. Like you have to show up for yourself. And like, last couple of years, I'm really trying to make a point to show up for myself and just be aware of what my body needs. Like I'm noticing my cycles are shorter. I am experiencing cramping at weird times when like I wouldn't normally experience cramping, like almost 5-6 days before my period even starts. And I'm like, why am I cramping now? This is very strange. Like, there's all these things that I'm making note of in my head and going, I have to do something about it because it doesn't feel normal or right for my body. And I think like a lot of times because we're moms, because there's so much going on in our lives with like between the kids and our work and like whatever it is, we always like push that part away. It's like, oh yeah, I guess I think I'm cramping like more than usual. And I really want to lay down, but I'm not going to lay down because I have so much to do. And it's like, yeah. we just keep pushing that away and going, I'm not going to deal with that. But I do feel like that's why we get into these cycles of like feeling blue and like, you know, your mood does shift. And then you're like, am I depressed or am I just having like a really bad day or like a really bad few days? So I would love to talk a little bit more about that, like the benefits of saffron and just like how, you know, even taking a supplement or anything like that, how that's been for women who are, you know, experiencing potentially like postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, like depletion, exactly. Like how we can show up for ourselves and sort of get ahead of it, you know?
That's what makes me really excited about saffron and sharing it with people. Aside from the fact that it's like from my lineage and just feels so right for me to share is, I'm passionate about just helping other moms. And it's so taxing. It's so taxing. Like we're expected to do so much. It's the household stuff. And now we want to work and have these careers and it's so exhausting. And for me, I feel like when you take care of yourself, like what you're saying, Sarah, and maybe you just take, maybe just the supplement is what you feel like you can do right now. Because You know, going on a walk even can be hard as a new mom when like the kids are screaming and crying and you're like, why did I even try to get out of the house? Like, this is insane. And so having this like intentional drink or having this supplement that's been proven to support your mood and something that you can feel within an hour of consumption can be so helpful, because I truly believe that when we take care of our mental health, we show up as better parents, as better wives or partners. We show up more present in those situations and at work, and we can get done what we need to get done. And then we feel like, okay, I had a good day and I didn't lash out and I wasn't annoyed with my kids for jumping on the bed while I was getting them changed to get to bed and brush their teeth. Like those little things that it's like, they're just kids, but they can really piss you off because you're like, I'm depleted. I have no sleep and I'm trying to get multiple children to bed and take care of myself because I need to wash my face. I need to brush my teeth. I need to get in my jammies. And like, all you're doing is taking care of someone else. Like, it's so hard. So if I feel like if there's one supplement that I can offer, like this was it. It was like, this is it. Your mood, your well-being, I truly believe wellness starts with mental health. It's the foundation 100%. Of wellness. And so whether it's a mom or a dad, dads do so much. My husband picks up so much of the slack. Before kids, like I was always doing the dishes and laundry and everything. And then nursing, like I was nursing or pregnant for like 6 years. So he picked up like dishes, and he has this like particular way of doing it, which is great for me because I'm like, okay, I don't do the dishes.
You're like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, don't even try. You're slow. You're this or that. But I'm like, okay, great. But he does so much. Like, I feel like they have, at least my husband has so much more stamina than me. And because maybe mentally, moms are just trying to like hold that container together and make all the decisions.
Yes.
School, like
schedule.
It's like so much to coordinate. Yes. You're like, okay, they need to do this and they needed to fix this. And I need to make all the decisions about what we're going to do and where we're going to go and who we're going to hang out with. And so that mental, like it's a mental fatigue having to make all those decisions. And that's outside of if you have a career. And so I think it's really important to take the time to invest in your mental health. And yes, like I don't think that there's any such thing as a magic pill, but I do think that saffron comes really fucking close and it's helped me and my family so much.
That's so good. And like the idea of having that ritual every day that you know is helping to pick you up. And then maybe you have like the headspace to be like, oh, I'm going to do a little journal dump tonight, or I'm going to take a bath, or, you know, like for us, our like household equilibrium goes out the door the moment my husband or I are in a bad mood. Like the moment one of us is in like a bad grumpy mood, we wake up, it's like, ugh, everything's harder. Like, and the kids don't like the feeling of like, quick, we gotta get in the car. Like, where are your shoes? You lost your thing. Like, where's your lunchbox? Did you even bring your backpack home from school? Where's the, you know? And when there's just sort of that like grind, it just makes life so much harder than it needs to be. So I love this proactive step to like taking care of our mental health, knowing, you know what, it's not going to fix all the problems. We're still going to have the long to-do list. We've still got the school pickups. We've still got all the things to do. But if it just like helps lift us up a little, it's amazing. It's so great. I want to ask you about this interview I read that you did. It was with The Art of Being Female.
And oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you said this thing. You said, we are making our home a sanctuary by removing Wi-Fi and committing to not being on our phones and computers while at home. It's the next step for us as we already don't have a TV. Doesn't mean that sometimes we won't watch movies, but we won't need to answer work calls or texts. It's all about balance. I was like, oh, what an interesting idea. Sarah and I were just talking about this. Like, we both work from home. Our husbands work from home. We're like fielding calls and, you know, Eric's got a production company. I've got a production company. It's like, it's so hard because when you work from your home space, like, what do you do? I have this dream, like the utopia is that everyone comes home from school. We play board games. We jump in the pool together. We just eat dinner. No one's on their phone. No one knows where their phones are. How is this working out for you? And please give us some insight.
It's obviously really hard. So at that time with that interview, I like made my husband hardwire everything and we like got rid of Wi-Fi. And if we were on our phones, we had to like basically, I mean, our phones worked, you know, like that was the one thing. But we haven't had a TV in our home for like since before when I was pregnant with my son. I made my husband get rid of the TV because I was like, if we can't do it, then how can we expect our children to be able to do it? So I'm not kidding. I say the story. My husband's always so annoyed. He cried with the TV.
That's really funny.
He was literally crying, but he did it because he agreed with me, but he was crying. I was like, wait, are you crying right now? He's like, yes, just leave me alone. I'm doing it. But like, it's really hard for me.
It's really hard. Ripping off that band-aid.
That's so cute.
Yes. Aww. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. He's the best. I mean, we've been together since high school. So we've like, we're just kind of like growing together, which has been so wonderful. And we've had to like learn to grow on our own and together, but that was one thing that was so important to me. And with the Wi-Fi thing, what we ended up doing, because the hardwiring thing was like, he was so over it, was we have our Wi-Fi on a switch. So it's not on during the it's not on during the day and it's not on when we sleep. And if we need to do something at home with like work or if we're going to watch a movie as a family, then we'll turn it on. Otherwise, the internet is never on. So everything technically is still like hardwired, but we even had to, at the time we had our computers and our phones would have to be hardwired and that wasn't going to work. So that's, he has this like whole thing where he does a switch, like he's set my friends up with it, my parents up with it.
Oh, it's such a good idea.
Yeah. He'll have to, I always like volunteer him. He's like, oh my gosh.
I'm like, should he come over here?
Exactly.
Literally my teenager would kill me though. Like I know, Isaac could be like, what the fuck?
It's so hard. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be, like we used to have, before I was like thinking about it, he had this like Google, because we have like a Google Wi-Fi thing. So he had it in our bedroom. I was like, the router is in our bedroom next to our heads. Like, no, this can't be something that we do. Like, we already have our phones around, you know? So anyways, how it's going is that was the thing that we did, was we put it on a switch. So it's way easier. And I totally sympathize with working from home. So that is another thing we just did actually in October. We have a little office together. So my company is fully remote. And then he started his own company and he also does like, he's in real estate. So he has his own thing remote. And so we have this little office. We go to work together. We get our work done and we go home. And we're just like trying to set it up so that we are more present with them. Yes. Is it like the most difficult thing ever? Yes. Because at the end of the day, when you're trying to run a company, like you said, you have to be on the phone and answer questions and stuff. And I try and be grateful for having the opportunity to answer things on the phone and be able to be with my kids. But I try really hard to like set my phone on the counter in the kitchen and just like not go to
it. Carry it around with you. Yeah.
I want to get a home phone. Honestly, that's like my next thing so that like I don't have my cell phone as an alarm.
I love that you're like, cool.
Yeah. I'm like, cool. I remember those.
Yeah, they were great. I know. I remember just like being a kid and like I was on my home phone the whole time and like no one else could call my parents because like, you know, you're just like,
and you get the engaged son. That's right. And you would get home like, from school and you'd go on the three-way like phone. Yes. You'd like patch your other friend in. You'd all just be on the phone for like 2 hours after school. That was so fun.
So fun.
Or you like get home and your parents like hit the answering machine thing. So then you're like listening to all the messages as everybody's like putting their stuff away and like whatever. So like it's just like that's such a time long time ago.
I know.
I think we are in this like funny place right now where we're all trying to figure out like how to make it work to where it just doesn't completely control our lives. Like, you know, you talk about like the stuff in the bedroom and I'm like, there's been so many times where I'm like, I don't know how, like it sometimes feels overwhelming where I'm like, I don't know how to do both. Like, I don't know how to work from home and also like nurse my child who wants to nurse nonstop. So it's like, I need to keep the phone away from her, but like, I also need to like answer this stuff, you know? And so it's like, I ended up like starting to put my phone just on airplane mode all the time where it's only Wi-Fi and I turn off the Bluetooth and like whatever. So it's like, if I need to go answer something then I do. And I like to put it at Taz and I were just talking about this, but like my husband and I were talking about having a charging station where we just put the phones when we walk in. And from the time the kids are home from school until after dinner is like the time in which we're fully together. And then right after dinner, if we need to, we'll go out to we have an Airstream in our front yard is like become our office because our house is so small. But like we'll come out to, that's where I am right now. We'll come out to the Airstream and like answer anything that we need to answer for like a half hour and then go back inside. And I'm like, I feel like this needs to be our new plan. So that we're not like on the phone in the bathroom or like, you know, like somewhere in our house is so small that it just feels like I'm always
properly to the email. Then you're like, oh, quick, I've got 10 seconds to write back really quickly to this thing. And I didn't actually read it properly. And like, cause I'm trying, like I've got mum guilt cause I've run upstairs. Yes. I love this idea. Sarah and I have been talking about like different suggestions and just how to work it. So when I read this interview, I was like, oh my gosh, you have answers. So tell us the answers.
I'm like, give us all the answers. She has the saffron answers, the vagina answers. She's got the Wi-Fi answers.
Oh my God. You're a gal full of answers. Thank you. Oh, we love
got it all, girl.
And we all have to lean in our motherhood community. Like fellow moms, I always want to know, like, how do you do it over there? Oh, what a cool idea. Like maybe we'll incorporate that here. Like, that's what we have. And everyone used to raise children in a community, in their tribe. And it's just that it's so different. We've all just got our own lives. And it's like, if someone finds this little jewel, this little gem that's working for them, the more we talk about it, you know, the more our lives will be much more easeful.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, that's so, so true, Tez. And I, you know, I love that you're bringing your culture and like your, you know, sort of heritage and like what it is that you learned from that to women and like to everyone and just letting this be something that we can adopt. Because for me, like, I feel like culturally there's so much in the American culture with the way that I grew up where we really don't take care of ourselves in, you know, pregnancy, postpartum, like when it comes to mental health, like there's so many missing gaps, even just like how we honor the dead. And I talked about this in the podcast before, but just there are things that have come up in life when it comes with grief or loss or anything that's like a taboo topic, where it feels like there's other cultures that just do it so beautifully, like the way that they honor loss or pain or grief or suffering in a way that you really feel connected and held like by your community and where you can still sort of connect with the other side and the universe and like those people and your ancestors. And like, I just feel like bringing this to people is so beautiful and I'm so grateful for it because I really do intentionally use it and think about it and take that time. And now it's just going to be part of my, like, that's just going to be part of my culture. I'm going to show my girls that this is something normal that we need to do to take care of ourselves. And so anyway, thank you so much for that.
It's so
why,
much.
You know, seeing all of that was so beautiful. And
And can you just let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. So you can find me at Nikki Bostwick on Instagram, NIKKIBOSTWICK. And my company is The Fullest. So thefullest.com or on Instagram, we're The Fullest Co. I say Instagram, I'm sure like a lot of people are on TikTok. We're on TikTok, but like, I need to figure that piece out.
Yeah, me too. I'm not, yeah, I feel too old.
I'm like, it's same. So crazy. Yeah. So also like I was mentioning, The Fullest used to have a bunch of articles and we've kind of moved that all over to my own website, NikkiBostwick.com. And I have my own podcast, Nikki Bostwick Unfiltered. So that's kind of where you can find me. And any questions you guys have, I'm around. But I appreciate you guys so much having me. And I'm so inspired by you guys. And thank you for just sharing about motherhood and taking care of ourselves and making sure that we pass that on down to our children too.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Nikki. Daisy, nice to meet you. I know, finally. Daisies, you guys have been listening to the Mother Days podcast. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.